Okay, so now it is 4:15. We don't have much time.
So I'll just say goodbye to everyone.
I already said my Hebrew.
תומר, אם יש לך איזה שאלה או בקשה, תכתוב למייל של העמותה. אני עונה על זה, אז אני אראה את זה, בסדר?
תודה רבה.
כל המורים לא. מה זה כל האימהות האלה?
לא
קרו
לפנוע באמת, זה נורא
מפחיד.
אבל בסוף זה קרמה.
זה נכון.
Okay, so we just wait for two more, and if you want to ask any question, one more to come.
Nobody's taking something to drink, so she'll come.
Yeah.
We can
stop. Okay. So I already said it to him, but I say it to the group. If you have any questions after this course, and I can help you by email. You can all write English, I imagine. Then you can send me an email. And if I can help, I will. Okay? And you can receive my email from Nora?
Tammy.
Or Tammy.
Nora.
And
anyone.
Yeah. And if you write to me and you want me to know who you are, then please include a digital photograph, because I'm no good at names, but I definitely remember faces. Okay? And then, if I can help, I will.
And our names are strange to you also. So
some names, yes. Some. I can't. It's harder to remember. But actually, with all the groups I teach, I say the same, because even in England, I don't remember the names. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And the important thing now is to take whatever you learned here to heart. So what you learned is what is useful for you. And each person learns something different. That's important. There will be a recording, so you can listen again if you want to check. And some of you have some notes. But anyway, in your mind now, there are some things which you feel useful from this. And now you have to build on that. You have to develop it. It's like in the teaching, you get a seed. Or you get some seeds, but now you have to make them grow. Otherwise they just remain as seeds, and it waits till the next life, and the next life, and the next life. It's like a kind of laziness. But now we should take those and help them to grow. So if you learned something and you think, that would really be helpful to me, then you need to do some practice about that. Now, what kind of practice should you do? Not only meditation. Meditation is important, I would say. But the first thing is to understand more fully. What you learned here is just the beginning. It's called an introduction. Yeah? I didn't go into detail on anything here. I just gave you the first taste of each topic. That is the nature of this kind of course. It's an introduction to the whole path. I said that at the beginning. And it means that if there's something that you think, I really want to understand that more, I want to go deeper into that, or I want to really develop that, then you should do more study about that. And then you have to find some resources. It may be some books, or some recordings, or going to some place to study, whatever. You have to find your own path. But this is where the group, the organization, becomes something very, very precious. And I must admit that I'm very, very impressed by this organization. I didn't realize before I came how wonderful it is, actually. You know, from where I live in England, I don't know anything about it, really. I just heard of it, and I met one or two people in India, and then I got an email inviting me to come, and I had heard of the organization. I knew it's some kind of Dharma organization. That's all I knew. So I didn't know how good it is. I thought, oh, I have to find out. When I was coming here, even in the car with Tammy, I thought, I wonder if they have any Buddhas. I didn't know. And then when I came in here, I saw this shrine. I thought, wow, that's lovely. So nice. And this room is like, you know, we see in the Buddhist centers in different places or in India, we have rooms like this where you feel the Dharma all around you. And this organization is giving you that opportunity to be held in a Dharma situation, a Dharma environment. And of course, it's moving all the time because they don't have their own place. But it's been explained to me that in one way that's a positive thing because it means you don't have to kind of worry about all the finance and all the responsibility for one place. But it exists as an organization for a long time now. And it's got a great future. And the future is connected to the future of this society. Don't think that the future of the Dharma is something separate from the world you live in.
Should be a rat or something.
Yeah,
yeah, some animal trapped in the roof.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's probably you get up.
No, rats under the roof.
Right. The rats are our old mothers. Did you realize that?
Sure, of course.
Good, yeah. Okay. Now, I don't know what to say, but yeah, the ongoing practice. So, the best thing is to attend a Dharma group every week, if that's possible. Is that possible in Israel?
Yes, yeah.
In some places
yeah.
It's possible.
It
so,
if
there is a
in various places in Israel, we have their weekly groups.
Right. So I think this is the best way because it keeps you in touch with the Dharma. If you just do it on your own, it's actually quite difficult. You can lose sight of it because the world is very strong. The ordinary world is very strong, and in this situation with the Dharma friends, you are with people who are also trying to practice like you, and so that gives you some support, gives you some energy, some encouragement, some advice, and just to touch again, what is it, what it's all about? Why am I doing this? If you don't do that, I think then you will, there's a danger you will lose your way. Now, it's possible you don't mind about that because you only came here like a tourist to sort of check it out. And maybe now you think, yeah, it's very nice, but it's not for me. That's also okay. That is perfectly okay. Don't feel, oh, now I've got some obligation. And you don't have any obligation. You're completely free. After you take refuge in a ceremony, then there is some obligation. But before that, you can be a tourist. You can go from group to group to group, or whatever you do, you can just be checking out what is best for me. Actually, it's quite a good thing to do, because that way you can find something that's really suitable for your mind. Yeah? Some of us, we need to check many different options. I was very fortunate. The first big Dharma course I went to, it became my tradition. Since then I didn't really have to look anywhere else. Now when I read some books from other traditions or sometimes visit their place, it's just to add to my knowledge. I'm not searching anymore. I found what I wanted. That's wonderful. If you find what you're looking for, then you must go into it deeply. And also, what is good about tradition? This is another issue. I'm sure you understand this, because this is very strong in the Jewish tradition, is this whole question about lineage. You know, it goes back, hundreds, thousands of years. And therefore we can say this one survived through time, because the practitioners, they found it helpful. Otherwise they would have stopped it. So in the Buddhism it's like that. The Buddha became enlightened, and then he taught, and then his followers became maybe enlightened or liberated, and they realized the truth of the Dharma, and then they could teach, and so it continued like that. Until now it's still a living tradition, and we now inherit that in our different cultures. We inherit the true, pure tradition. And so this group, Liora explained yesterday about how careful they are to make sure that they follow the really reliable advice. I mean, that's really fantastic. And so this way, what you're receiving is something reliable, and we could say pure. I mean, it may not be 100% pure, but it's probably 99%. It's very reliable. You know, it's something, because when you look around, if you're a tourist, you go from group to group, you will definitely see some groups where you think, no, it's something strange here, or something a little bit distorted, or, you know, there's some things which are not quite right. So when you find something pure, then that is the one that is good. Then there's just the problem of daily life. This is the training ground. It's all very well to come to a retreat, but now you go out into the world, into the field of battle, with the afflictive emotions and the karma. So stop thinking the enemy is out there. Remember, the enemy is in here. It's not those annoying people in the street or at work or wherever, or the family or whatever it is that upsets you. Remember, it's here. And somehow you have to deal with all that. And this is where you need a lot of skill. So as I've been saying, in the morning, if you want to be a practitioner, then in the morning, I suggest the morning, you do some practice. There's some people for whom the morning is not good, in which case you can do the evening. You have to find what is right for you, but do the same time every day. Do short practice. We've already discussed what to practice a little bit. And you are responsible for your own spiritual journey. So you gradually find your way. But then you can take some advice from this person or that. More experienced people, you can ask advice, and they will try to help you. Because that's their responsibility. They like to do that. But it's hard to sustain that for some people. In my case, it wasn't at all hard. It just naturally came to do practice every day, and to try to change my habit of life, to be always completely selfish, arrogant, angry. I have many, many faults, so I have a lot to work with, but I'm very determined to work with it. That's all you need, really. Main thing you need is determination and courage. We're not perfect. We have to accept ourselves as somebody with many problems, many faults, but we're going to try to change. It's like that, isn't it? Okay. So, sometimes in Buddhism we can divide the path into three higher trainings. The first one is ethics. The second one is concentration. And the third one is wisdom. We can make the whole path simple just in these three. Ethics is what prepares the mind for concentration. Why? Because when we behave well towards others, when we avoid harming, then our mind becomes more disciplined. When our mind is more disciplined, then when we come to meditate, it's easier because we already disciplined our mind in relation to situations in life. If our mind is unethical, we're doing some negative actions, then when we sit down to meditate, our mind will be more disturbed. So then we can develop some kind of concentration, for example using the breath, or we also practiced meditating on the nature of the mind during this retreat, but there are many other objects you can use. You find the object and then you develop some concentration. And then the concentration makes your mind like a still lake with clear water. Slowly all the dirt settles down to the bottom of the lake, and then wisdom is like the fish swimming in the clear water, analyzing reality and discovering emptiness. Then, with the concentration mind, we meditate on the emptiness, and then our mind becomes pure and clear. And then we can benefit others in our daily life. We can feel calm, happy, content, peaceful. Even then some harsh things happen around us. We're not disturbed. If we can help, we help. If not, we just feel compassion. Then we can live our life, make our life positive, and when death comes, we'll be dying, and we think, my life was worthwhile. I did the best I can with my life, now I'm ready to die. We can die with a peaceful mind, a happy mind, positive mind, love and compassion towards everybody, remembering emptiness. Death and life are just relative. And then when we die, it's just a transition, nothing more. We don't need to be afraid if our mind is peaceful. Then we just go through the transition from one state into another. And if our mind is virtuous, the next life will be positive, definitely. There's nothing to fear. The next life will be good, another opportunity to practice. And because we found the Dharma in this life and we practiced a good relationship with the Dharma, then in the next life we will meet it again. Of course it will be a different time, it will look different. We don't know what it'll be like. Doesn't matter. And maybe we'll meet the same people, but we won't recognize them, or maybe we will. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, because the purpose is to be happy oneself and then to help others. That's it. So during this three and a half days, we studied the Four Noble Truths. We studied love and compassion and bodhicitta, death, rebirth, karma, refuge, the 12 links of dependent origination, the wheel of life, the six perfections, and just finally I mentioned the three higher trainings. Okay? So really, this is the basic Buddhist teachings, really. And I also mentioned Vajrayana, which, you know, just a touch, so you at least know about it. That's a more sort of advanced Buddhist teaching or practice. So now you have a kind of picture of what Buddhism is, as we receive it from our Tibetan tradition, actually. You have a rough idea. So I would like to say thank you. We will do dedication. I will lead a dedication, yes. And we have an opportunity for people to make their own dedications as well, maybe.
Oh, I was going to suggest to read it
together, yes.
Together in the group.
Yes. We will.
It's kind of tradition that by the end of the course, you read something together.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. While the books are coming.
No?
Yes, please, yeah. While the books are coming, I just want to say thank you to the organizers for inviting me. I want to say a big thank you to Leora, who emailed me to invite me. And as I said, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but now I'm so pleased. I'm really pleased, and I'm grateful that you invited me. Thank you so much. I feel a great privilege to come here. And also, you organize everything so well. So I'm really impressed by that. And then, as you probably know, Leora invited or requested Tammy to please do the organization for my visit, which she did so well. We exchanged many emails about all the program, everything. She was just supporting me all the time for the last few months. I can't remember when we started communicating, but probably a few months. Yeah, and she's just been such a good friend even before I met her. I was thinking, I wonder who this person is when we came to the airport. Wonder which one she is, because it's almost like we knew each other on the email. It was really nice, and I want to say a big, big thank you to you for your support. And then they told me, oh, there's this young guy, Boaz, he's going to be the organizer, the manager for the retreat, and he never did it before. And I think he did a great job.
Yeah. Yes.
I really think he's got a good style. it's a little bit relaxed, but it's also a little bit, you know, we know we can trust him. And that's very, very important. And it's a wonderful service to us to do that. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for coming for dedication, for the long hours of devotion. We felt it. Your teaching.
It's my pleasure. But also, I wanted to also appreciate you. I want to give appreciation to all of you. Because I know that this is not an easy country to live in. Of course I know that. Everybody in the world knows that. It's not a secret. And so before I came, you know, I came here a long time ago, as you know, but so before I came this time, I thought, I wonder what kind of people I will meet. You know, I didn't know. And now I feel each of you is like a precious jewel. You have an incredible heart of gold, and you shine like a jewel. And this is very, very important in this dark world, to have this light of the jewels shining. And that's what you all are. You don't realize sometimes, I'm sure, but I'm telling you, I can feel it. I'm an outsider, so trust me, I'm just coming and getting my impression of you guys. Yeah? And I'm sure there's many more people like you. That's the other thing. But you are impressing me as a visitor from another country with how wonderful your mind is, and your attitude, and your spirit. And I rejoice. I'm rejoicing about you, and I'm feeling very optimistic. Some of you, I know we talked, sometimes you feel a little pessimistic about the future. I assure you, it's going to be fine. It's really going to be great. Not immediately, I know. There's always trouble before the sunshine comes. The clouds are still a bit dark overhead. But I assure you, in future, it will be clear. There will be something very positive here. Here. There's an incredible history of trouble in this area. It's not just since 1948. What is the top of this hill? The Crusader fort. What happened? They came from England and Europe to kill people in this area. Just for what? Because they believe this is their place somewhere. That is the trouble. It's nothing new. This area has some unfortunate history.
3,000 years.
Huh?
For 3,000 years.
3,000 years.
Wow. Karma for this region.
Okay. But that doesn't mean it can't be purified. This is, someone told me, Tenzin Palmo said, you're very fortunate to have this challenge.
Yeah.
It means you can really learn. You have a really serious attitude. You come to my country, in the Buddhist center, many people are sort of asleep because it's nothing urgent. For you guys, it's not like that. There's something we have to take this opportunity. That is really marvelous. I'm very impressed. So thank you very much for coming and sharing with me. I'm very grateful. I feel enriched by being with you these few days. And I look forward to meeting again.
Andy, I really want to thank you on behalf of all of us. It was really an amazing experience, and you were really a great teacher for us, and we learned so much, and such profound teachings, and also passed in such a pleasant way. Just like seeing you talk, it gives so much encouragement to see how the energy the Dharma brings into life. So, and really for me, it was really healing. I came with a lot of stress, and I feel much, much better now. So, really huge thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Boaz. Thank you. Good
thank
luck.
You.
Okay.
Let's dedicate in Hebrew, Shanti Deva's dedication on page 21.
I don't know
if
No.
No, it's in Hebrew, sorry.
No, but some of it in English. You just can have a look to see what we...
I know it. It's okay.
No,
I did.
Just to see what we are... that's our...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just for you to
get
an impression.
Page 21.
Lukol balea toda'a. כל הסובלים בגופם ובנפשם יזכו באוקיינוס של אושר ושמחה בזכות חסד זה שצברתי. לולא יסבול איש יחלה ויעשה רע, לא יפחד ולא ימעיט בערכו בגלל תודעה השפועה ודכדוך. לו יראו העברים מראות, לו ישמעו החרשים צלילים, וכל מי שגופו קורע תחת עול יחדש את כוחותיו במנוחה. לו ישיגו הערומים מלבוש והרעבים מזון, לו ימצאו עצמאים מים ומשקה תאים שירווה את כהונם. לו יזכו אבנים בשפע ומי שתש כוחם מצער יתמלאו שמחה. לו יהיו למיואשים תקווה, עושר מתמיד ורווחה. לו ירדו הגשמים ביתם ויהיו היבולים מצויים בשפע. לו יועילו התרופות והתפילות המטיבות כתיסן הפרי. לו ירפאו כל החולים והסובלים במהרה ומכוונים. לו יעלמו כל המחלות מן העולם ולא יופיעו עוד. לו יחדלו הפוחדים לפחד וישחרר כל מי שכבול. לו ינתב לחסרי היש הכוח ובני האדם יבקשו להיטיב זה עם זה. כל עוד יש חלל וכל עוד חיים בו בעלי תודעה, לו ממשיך להתקיים גם אני כדי למגר את צילות העולם.
Spiritual practice, good journey, good mind, good happiness. Everybody, thank you. I'm actually not going to go out.
because I have something to sort out.
Oh, okay.
So just relax. Thank
we
you.
We are going to
move into Hebrew.
Yes, right.
Okay.
טוב, אני מבקש שכולם ישארו, אנחנו עכשיו נתרגן על הפירוק של המשכן.
נשארנו, אנחנו פה.